No Turning Back. Written by Sam Blake and read by Aoife McMahon. Sean O'Shea was already in the yard behind the station when Cathy got to the bottom of the stairs. Nathan Walker, his observer in the patrol car this morning, was still at the scene. Nicknamed Starsky and Hutch, Sean O'Shea and Nathan Walker could have been poster boys for the force in the unlikely event the commissioner decided to do a glamour calendar. Although the truth was something different. O'Shea was yawning as Cathy swung out of the glazed back door of the station and pulled open the car door. She grinned. "How are the kids?" O'Shea rubbed his hands over his face. Between them, Starsky and Hutch had 7 children under 6. Sleep was at a premium in both of their households. "Sick, all of them. Emer too. It's like a scene from the zombie apocalypse in our house, where mum's come down to take over." "I hope you're not contagious."
"You're grand. I had it last week."
He flashed her a grin and started the engine.
"Do you know the Quinns?"
"Only by reputation. What's the scoop?"
"We got a call at 7 saying that there was a lad lying seriously injured on the pavement opposite Our Lady's Manor nursing home. Man out with his dog was heading down to Bullock Harbour for a walk."
Cathy grimaced. Dog walkers had a special place in the hearts of police officers.
"Paramedics did their best, but he died shortly after arrival. They reckoned it was a hit and run. Looked like he went right under the wheels."
O'Shea reached the security barrier and punched in his number as Cathy said, "Weird he wasn't found earlier."
He shrugged. "He looked drunk, was lying on the pavement. Not many people would cross the road these days to help a homeless drunk. If anyone saw him, I'd guess they steered clear."
"Helpful." Her tone reeked sarcasm. "So he's in Vincent's?"
"Yeah, they took him straight in, poor bastard. Parents have been notified. Post-mortem will be later today. He had his student card on him, so at least we were able to identify him pretty quickly."
"That was something." Cathy exhaled as O'Shea continued.
"Traffic think the skid marks on the pavement indicate that the vehicle was driven straight at him, knocked him down, then reversed and ran over him as he was lying there. Could have been a drunk driver, but...
it sounds a bit too calculated for someone not completely in control." Cathy finished the sentence for him.